Good morning. It's Friday, March the 26th, 2010, and this is Claire Grant with the Three Beautiful Things podcast. If anyone else fancies putting their own beautiful things on this podcast, do drop me an email to podcast@threebeautifulthings.co.uk, that's all words, and I'll send you some instructions. Saturday, March the 20th. I'll be along, missed, and convenience food. The production editor rings up about some work this morning. I make him laugh by telling him that I'll be along once I've posted my podcast and got dressed. 2. After a long period of dry weather, there is soft rain and mist. The world feels small and secretive. 3. I'm glad I bought some cooked chicken. It's a quick supper after a long working day. Sunday, March the 21st. Spice store, battle, and the solar system. 1. To hear the shopkeeper discussing ingredients with the family ahead of me in the queue. He's opening a bag of fresh herbs and saying, I've got some black vinegar downstairs, but it's very expensive. 2. While I work, I can hear Nick and his friend Nigel battling their forces up and down the kitchen table. At the end of the afternoon, they say rather ruefully that they spent most of the day stealing chickens from each other rather than actually engaging. 3. We watch the lovely, lovely Professor Brian Cox revealing the wonders of the solar system. I'm sort of aware of space and moons and eclipses, and doesn't the sky look cool through binoculars? But as a result of a disturbing incident with a science book when I was 5, I've never really bothered to understand it beyond what I needed to follow an episode of Star Trek. But when the professor explains it, I really, really want to learn, even the numbers and the distances. He makes it sound like something wonderful he's found, but he's a bit shy about showing you. Monday, March the 22nd. Shake dry, Sunday treat, and miscounted. 1. To pull on the washing line and let it go so that it bounces and shakes off the row of shining water drops. 2. I love a Sunday treat, says Nick, as he takes me down to the bottom of town for afternoon tea. A highlight is the shoe buns, puffs of red-gold pastry filled with cream and covered with dark chocolate. They wait on the middle tier, polite as mushrooms in the wood, while we eat sandwiches and scones. The cream is airy and sweet, and the chocolate, which changes at a fingertip from a dull bloom to melted shine, is so bitter. 3. My maths is dreadful. Numbers just don't sit still for me. And because of a miscalculation, I'm further into this pile of proofreading pages than I planned. Tuesday, March the 23rd. Waiting, it's over, and I'm having a bath. 1. In the doctor's waiting room, two small boys, with what looks like the last of chickenpox, wait with their mother. One of them shows off his counting. He does very well, but then goes straight from 29 to 99, and the other plays, give me 5, to the side, up above, down below, you're too slow, with his mum. He tries to distract her by telling her there's a spider on the ceiling. They make me smile, and I catch the eye of another lady, who is also smiling. 2. I go for a smear test, and the nurse is kind and chatty, and it's over so quickly that I hardly realise it's happened. 3. The washing up is done, and Nick has baseball to watch. I squeeze 1/3 of a bottle of shower gel into the bath and make myself some bubbles to hide under while I read. Wednesday, March the 24th. Cleaning my glasses, low cloud, and Charlotte's gift. 1. When my glasses are smeary so that everything is dulled by a blue-grey mist, to clean the lenses between my thumb and finger with washing up liquid, to rinse them under the hot tap, and then to put them back on again, still warm. 2. Low cloud today. The sky begins abruptly, before the houses have even finished. 3. Nick brings home a bag of Easter chocolates from his boss. Thursday, March the 25th. Interview booked, the great library, and Katie's grandmother. 1. Finally, when time is running out, the interview is booked. 2. We watch Bettany Hughes discussing the great library at Alexandria. Bettany stands in the city's modern library and explains that today, as well as books, there's a massive computer. Every 2 or 3 days it backs up the entire World Wide Web. It strikes me that this means 3BT is, in the loosest possible sense, actually shelved in the great library of Alexandria. 3. I hear that Katie's grandmother has died. Mrs. Reader was a journalist, and whenever our paths crossed, we would talk about that. And after I came back from the epic 2006 Africa trip, we'd talk about that, too. She spent many years living in some of the places we visited for a few days. When I told her about hearing the kindergarten in the incredible concrete church at Marengu, she corrected me firmly. She never pulled any punches. Cathedral. And I remember that going up in the 1950s. Friday, March the 26th. Stormlight, not alone, and made it. 1. The grubby yellowish light of a thunderstorm. 2. My Tunbridge Wells Twitter pane lights up as the storm goes over. Exclamations and backup reminders make me feel as if I'm working in a friendly office again. 3. This last piece of work has been a slog. I feel as if I've actually climbed the South Downs that I've been writing about. I'm so glad to be standing on the top of the hill looking back at my progress. And that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Keep looking out for your own beautiful things, and enjoy your week. This show is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.